Great to see you all. Great to catch up on those feast stories. And it's good to be back home, but coming back home, it's back into the grind. It's back into the realities of life. And for many of us, there's some trials and tribulations happening. Some may feel under attack. Like the devil is attacking me, or the devil made me do it. And, you know, some of the evil things that can happen can be very real and terrifying. And sometimes people can have a preoccupation that we're being attacked by Satan. And there's ministries called deliverance ministries where their whole ministry is about casting out evil spirits. Are all our problems Satan's fault? And then the other side is, does God allow me to be tempted? So we'll explore these ideas in this message with the title of, Are We Being Tested or Are We Being Tempted? And I have 5 points. And the first point is, holiness is a difficult life choice. So when we were called, we knew that it would be difficult. We counted the cost. We looked at the straight and narrow path or the big wide path that leads to destruction. Let's go to Matthew 7 and look at that. Matthew 7. And verses 13 and 14. Enter you in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go thereat, because straight is the gate, lots of obstacles and barriers, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. And that's the walk we are on. We've chosen that difficult path, and yes, life is difficult. So that kind of sets the tone for the life we live. And temptation is everywhere if you go down that wide path. The path we're on, we're turning our back on temptation and we're looking to avoid sin. But when you go down that wide path that the whole world is going on, it's riddled with temptation. And we need to avoid going near temptation. We live in the world, but we have to have that wisdom as to what we do, who we associate with, where we go, what we spend our time doing. We really do need to avoid going near temptation. And like a magnet, the closer you get a piece of metal to a magnet, the stronger the pull is. And sin and temptation is like that. When you put yourself in a tempting place, it's harder to get out of that. And it's just so easy to stay on the difficult road, put the effort in to avoid those temptations. Point number two, the words testing and temptation can be used interchangeably in the word. And often we find scriptures with both testing and temptation in the same scripture. And we kind of associate temptation with Satan, and that, you know, that's a bad thing. And testing is something that maybe God does. He tests and tries us. But these words can be used interchangeably. In the Old English, like the King James Bible, in the English language at the time, temptation, or the word tempt, was a word that was used commonly to test armour. So it when you say, you know, let me tempt this new armour I've bought, it means to test it. So even in the English language, the word tempt can mean test. And over the years, we've associated that word temptation with what Satan does. He tempts us. And in the English language, we get the term test the metal, or test someone's metal when you're testing them. It came from that testing of metal armour. Let's go to James 1. James 1. And we're going to start with verses 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, and some versions say trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So here we see those mixture of tempting, trials, temptations, tribulation, blending in together. Let's go to verse 12 to 14. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. So here we're seeing that our own desires, I guess, can tempt us to do certain things. It's not God that tempts us, but we live in an environment, a world that is full of temptation. God really wants to know what we're made of. He's testing our metal. He's exposing us to the choices to go down the wide road or the narrow road. To stay on that narrow road is tough. It takes some effort and some endurance. God wants to know where we're at. So whether it's testing or temptation, or tribulation, or trials, however we want to word that, these are opportunities for perfection. As it says in James 1, verse 3, know this, that the trying of your faith works patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, or mature, wanting nothing. And that wanting nothing kind of illustrates that lack of temptation, doesn't it? There's some contentment there. So point number three is Satan's temptations are an attempt to destroy your holiness. And we see in Matthew 4 where Christ was tempted by Satan, it wasn't for his good, it was for his destruction. And we know the end of the story. Christ resisted the temptation and used scripture as a defense. He stood up against it. Point number four and point number five is our strategy to deal with trials and temptation. So temptation, we need to resist. Whereas tests, or trials to test where we're at, we need to endure. So point number four is we need to resist temptation. And that resist may include running from it. Let's have a look in James 4 and verse 7. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when you're being tempted of Satan, we need to resist. Verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So here's that choice. We can choose holiness or evil. And here we're given the choice, submit to God or resist the devil. We can submit to God or not, or we can resist the devil or not. It's our choice. And we see in the Old Testament examples of fleeing sin. Joseph ran from Potiphar's wife, right? He knew it wasn't going to be a safe thing to hang around, and he fled. And we see in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul says in Corinthians to flee fornication, right? There's no hanging around or playing with it. No, it's resist and run from temptation. Number five, if we're tested, we need to endure. Let's go back a few pages to Hebrews 12, and we're going to read verses 5 to 7. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children, my son, despise not you the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. And this is a quote from Deuteronomy 8, verse 5. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Lord, the Father, chastens not? Right? So here we're admonished to endure that chastening, that trying, that testing. God wants to know what we're made of, what level of faith and belief we have. We need to dig deeper. So gold, if you've got a gold ring or jewelry, gold in its pure form is non-magnetic. Right? You can test gold by putting a magnet on it, and if it sticks, there's an element of iron in there. And when gold is purified, those base metals are burnt off. They rise to the top because gold is so heavy, and the surface is skimmed off, the slag is thrown away. God is our refiner. He's refining us and testing and trying us to get rid of the junk, removing the impurities so that we are more pure and the less attracted to sin, right? Let's go to 1 Peter 1. First Peter 1 and verses 6 and 7. Wherein you greatly rejoice now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Our character is so precious to God, and he wants to purify us even more than precious gold. And over a couple of chapters, chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. That's the end of the story, brethren. That our character is being refined and there is a great reward. So testing or temptation, both are opportunities to submit to God. So let's make good choices. Let's remove ourselves from temptation and let's cast off the impurities in the refining process. When we do this, we take on the image of God.